Every time I used to love onions, I don't care what kind of onion it was. I can go out there and pull them up out the ground and this thing and eat it.
By itself?
Mm-hmm. But where we first moved from,
you had to be a friend.
You know. See, an onion had no bad thing on how we used them down in the Ohio. So the thing is just like that little lady. Every morning I go down in the cold house, I stop the onion patch. My mama's gonna give you onion. I'm fine with smell for a while. She's gonna give you onion every day. I said, Nicole, give them to me. This day, I went in the past. I had my stick. I had, which was our house was turning, I had my back that way. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there digging. I was banging my mom. I was just digging up some onion over. Had them put me three or four of them. I was sitting there peeling my mom. What I'm talking about. Mom come out there with me. I want mom let me up out of these leaves. That woman cutting up on the ground the first time. Uh-huh. This ain't a car will give you the ground. You be doing all that night. Can't nobody sleep with it. They won't be bothering me. What male smells so bad for they were wild on you. And I didn't know it. She didn't dare about that big one.
Oh, yeah.
That good one. I ate the money. And I got a good cooking for me. Every time I saw that tackle, then I got mad. See why I got mad at the tackle? I was scared to go in there. That's right. You had to go in there. And as we moved in the house we in, well, an old lady down in the next house, she's a real old lady, and I always in the evening time go and get her water, go down to the well below us down here and get her water. So we went to Atlanta that summer and we come back home. And I went in there to get the lady her water. So the other lady was staying with her. She's out there in the outhouse outside. And so she told me, she said, I went in the hall and pulled her water out of the bucket and pulled in the other bucket, you know, so I can get the bucket and go down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady, she's out there in the outhouse and the back door's open in the hall. She said, I said, where is my favorite, Miss Chad? She said, you know my favorite been in the armpit, so I've asked her, excuse me. I said, what? She said, yeah. I was so scared I couldn't even come out the front door.
Oh.
I went on my door.
So y'all had an undertaker by that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been a...
Except,
said
they want no undertaker.
I said that was in 56.
Well,
I believe it was in
56.
And I second for my dad of the business. Every day, around about every day, I tell him in the morning time before my mom go to work. I said, Dad, I said, you know, you have to get some money for more so we can buy something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna get some money from her. So in the morning time when Daddy wakes up, Dad said, you ain't give me my money, buy me no bag with that much, but I'm gonna give it to you. So father, my buy him a whole case of bag, you know. And so after she bought a whole case of bag, and Mom said, Ever said, you don't need no money to get no bag away. So you already got bag, so in that way I can get my money every morning.
But she kept the money. Your mama kept the money in the house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, well, Uncle Eric, you know, and Miss Nisa, and then Arthur and Miss Jeannie, you know. So, Uncle Eric and them, they have a Jane game on Saturday night, way back on the street.
A
skin game on Saturday night. You know, it's skin, you know, bet with one of